Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it is Lip Service, and we're having like a little friends type of holiday gathering. I know it's after Thanksgiving, but I just want to say hi to everybody. We're having like a, you know, safe quarantine friendly, everybody at home, hangout type of thing. So well, we're at home, Donnell and Javante. It looks like you guys are out.
Yeah, we out in the streets, and we tested in these streets too. So before y'all start putting it like, oh my God, they didn't have no mask on, we freshly tested.
Because it's supposed to be 6 feet.
That looks like.
We're doing like they're doing on a TV show. This, we're in two different rooms. We like Oprah.
Right. It's split screen.
Yeah, we put it together. Yep.
Now, I saw you got shot, Donnell, or something happened to you. We're in the hospital.
God.
I got shot in the thumb, son. I got a new bitch in my life. She's 5 months old. She's a mixed. What is a dog a mixed with?
Chihuahua and
pit bull. And Dumb Woman Pinscher, all of notorious shit.
What?
How is that possible?
Because the dog is from the hood, and her mother was fucking everybody. That's how.
Got it.
Oh my God.
Got it.
Right? And black people don't get their dogs fixed. They didn't pay attention on Prices Right when they said, "Have your pets." And I was protecting her honor one day, and some people, and I think y'all familiar with them. When I'm face is a little discolored. It changes with the like.
He's
the
so annoying. You're so annoying.
Oh, we got it. He was biting his nails. He bit his nails. It got infected and it blew up like.
Are you serious?
Like hit.
Hold on.
He got a hangnail.
I got shot, nigga.
He got a hangnail.
Hold on. You were in the hospital for a hangnail for 3 days.
I was being attended to. You don't understand. I had bullet fragments.
I'm so mad.
Listen, let me tell you.
I had bullet fragments.
I had bullet fragments, and I got lead poisoning on the tip of my thumb, and that's what it was.
From the lead
All right,
poisoning.
So what happened to Donnell? He had a hangnail, right?
He had a hangnail. He kept biting it. And so the week prior, it was a little infected, so he went to the urgent care. He came back. I was like, Donna, were you drinking? Because you know antibiotics doesn't work if you don't take it and you drink.
Oh, Angela, shock.
He said he had one drink. I'm like, you lie. He came back. His thumb was like this big. Like this
oh,
big.
Oh, my God.
Hospital. He's like, nah.
You didn't tell me all that.
It was a gunshot wound. Listen, man. I was protecting my little bitch.
I'm over him.
And I got shot. 48 shots rang out. I got caught one in the thumb.
Oh,
that's
my God.
My story. And I'm staying with it.
Yes, I'm sticking to it.
And need those hospital beds. And instead, you're there for a hangnail.
Sad.
You don't understand. If you need medical attention, you need medical attention. Who are you to judge who need to get in the fucking bed?
But why would you drink on antibiotics?
I didn't. That's the story she told. I didn't drink on antibiotics.
Donnell, you said
one drink.
Man,
you didn't have one drink. We know you well enough to know it wasn't one.
All right, first off, I'm not going to have that energy from you.
He drank yes, you for are. One day.
Take all this energy and eat it up.
Okay, Nefertiti. I'm sorry.
Why you got to be so annoying?
No, I'm just saying, I don't be disrespectful, whatever.
Put that big thumb up your butt, okay? Relax.
Yo, this is lip service. It's not the Breakfast Club. Hold down. Pause. All right.
No, I want to see you do it.
Not about that life. But you
posted
that picture for Halloween, and you said Nefertiti. But that's all I could see was titties, and that's why I renamed you Nefertiti.
And that's why God took your thumb.
The streets, took my thumb. The streets took my thumb.
But this is a friendly check-in with everybody. I just want to see how everybody's been doing. I know you guys have been on the road traveling. How has that been? I know a lot of people have been real super cautious, but y'all have been getting tested and being able to move around. So how has it been?
I'll tell her how it's been for me. You explain to him.
I just got in the mix, but I feel like I am super precautious. Like, there was a man, like, coughing next to me, and I wanted to choke him. I'm trying not to live fearful. So it's been a good time, but, you know, just being super precautious, because it seems like the country's about to shut down probably tomorrow or next week.
Yeah, I mean, y'all gotta go.
I ain't taking no precautions. I'm kissing people in the subway.
Oh, my God.
Are you taking that vaccine when it comes out?
She's not going to take it.
I'm not taking it.
Okay, Angela, I want to follow on that. You say, how's it been? For you know the most part, because you had the experience. The most I've traveled or any type of people I've been in contact with, it's been the people that we've established the bubble with. You was a part of that over the summer. So, like, right now.
He really running with that shit, huh? Right? Bullet.
Are we going to be mature? Or what are we going to do?
You?
What I'm saying is, like, with my travels, I've been traveling with people that have created a bubble, have created a safe environment. I haven't performed anywhere where they weren't testing, they weren't doing the temperature checks and everything. And like, people, it's just so funny now because you post something on Instagram of you having a good time, or you're not wearing a mask. Right now, anytime anybody doesn't wear a mask, like, it's similar as something negative. But in the case what we did was, like, everybody that we've taken a photo with that's been a part of the Yellow Spring community, that bubble, and the bubble that we do, they all people that have been being tested, like, daily. And as much as we are in a pandemic, we got to get some sense of normalcy. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, it's going to come to a point like everybody has self-responsibility. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to be cautious. And you take all the precautions. The business takes the precautions they can do for you to be safe, and you try to live your life as normal. Motherfuckers going to have so much mental issues. Anybody that's been locked down from March going back into next March, they're going to be that close to losing it. And as much as we want to protect our physical health, we got to protect our mental health, so we got to find some type of balance. I've also predicted that, like,
come on, Donna, what the fuck? Like, breathe.
I'm sorry for being informative. If you don't want that on the show, I can always go away.
Gigi's been in her bubble in Magic City, right, Gigi?
Yeah, she was in the Magic City bubble.
I have not been in a Magic City bubble, but I do get tested every other day, so I'm safe.
Yeah, and then even with that, like, people say, most people just talk the shit. Is people that's not even tested. Why you got a mask? Like, I had an incident in Austin, Texas, where I went to this grocery store, and this bra was behind plexiglass. She had on a face mask. She had all this shit, had sanitizer in her hand. And I had my mask on, and I was going to do Apple Pay. I turned it down took it down for a second, and she lost her shit. She was like, you got to cover your nose. You
needed your face recognition to do Apple Pay?
Are you going to do a joke?
No, I was asking, is that why
you're the comedian, nigga, not her.
No, yeah, that's what happened. And she got all upset about it. But then the thing that offended me the most, I was like, this, I've been tested, like, so much. I'm like, I bet this bitch ain't even tested, talking all this shit. But
she, Ann said she was scared of your face, that it wasn't actually the mask.
Listen, man, this is like grade school when people, because they got a crush. Somebody on this panel got to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Who wants the chocolate thunder? Chocolate Buddha?
I'm out.
Ain't nobody raised their hand. They sat on their hand.
But I do see people getting creative like y'all did and created your bubble. And I see Kevin Hart, he did it out of his house. Like, would you be willing to have people in your space that close?
I'm telling you, people, this is what you're saying. If you see a celebrity of that stature or whatever, and they're around people like that, it's not no loose shit. Like, do you got corona? Nah. Okay, take your word. I'm telling you, and they probably have the same situation that we've had, and a lot of people have. They have to have some type of rapid testing situation. There's not going to be people in Kevin, but people don't want to. They be like, look at them, all them being careless.
No. This is lip service. We brought you here for a reason today. This is an intervention.
For what?
So, and this is about your trash dick. And
that's
so what
it. That's the only reason why.
Yo.
But we wanted to try to help you.
That's right.
Okay, so Gigi, we'll start with you, and then we'll move to Stephanie. We'll move on up. So.
Can we say this?
It's an intervention. We just need you to listen.
Yeah, that's it.
So, have you ever had a guy whose dick was trash, and were you able to help turn that around?
I've had a guy whose mouth was trash.
No one wants to answer this, too. Like, did you have it? Let him answer. Tell us about the guy whose dick was trash, Donnell. And how did you turn it around? Go ahead. You want to talk? Let him answer. No? Okay. Come on, Gigi. Give him some advice.
Well, I've had a man whose mouth was trash, and I coached him into making that mouth a much better mouth. As far as the penis is concerned, the most trash penis I've had was the really small one, and I turned myself around and made him put it in my butt. So it just worked out for me, and it was over. Yeah, there goes that. That's
what I'm talking about. So you gotta have ass to get rid of the trash?
Have you ever been with a guy whose dick was trash?
I know. I've had a whole serious relationship with a guy whose dick was trash.
Wow.
So here's the thing.
That was some love.
I don't know how a man can turn this around. This is in the woman's hands. Like, you just have to learn to just be grateful and accept the hand that God served you and work with it. Just, you know, tell yourself, like, it's not that bad. So that's my experience.
Okay, so what would you say to help Donnell in this situation?
I don't need any help.
Yes, you do. We heard.
I think for me, it's just, you know, let her lead because she's going with the flow, and in her mind, she's being very accepting.
Yeah.
So Okay. The reason why, and I can understand, y'all, some of y'all say that men might have trash dick because a lot of motherfuckers don't know what the cum stroke is. There's a specific descriptive stroke that's almost always guaranteed to make a chick come. First off, before you make a chick come, if it's a chick that only comes because of the physical connection, then that ain't gonna be right. It's a mental connection. That's the first thing you have to do, connect with the bitch mentally. You're halfway there. But let me show you. There's this stroke, and it goes like this. Oh. This is the joint, right?
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh,
this
God.
Is what you do.
Oh, God.
You insert. Let me show you.
Where did that thumb come from?
Let me show you. This is the automatic. You go in the joint like that, and then you put your body in an upward motion where you're sliding on the backside of the clitoris as you bring in the shaft.
Clitoris. We are. He is.
Clitoris. Look what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Here's the thing.
He is.
Oh. I tell you.
Nobody wants to know.
It's here, and then you lift your body up and you flip it where the top part of your shaft, your penis, is sliding on the clit coming out, when then you hit it again. So you're getting a double. The same way y'all do this, you're getting a double. You're coming in here, then you bring it up, and then you slide down it right there.
So it's the angle. It's the angles.
Listen, let me show you one more time. Here it is.
That thumb is turning me off.
All right, well, to the people that's focused.
I'll show you first. Look,
it's like this. Watch this. Bam. Slide up. Come up like that. Then hit it on the way down. It did it right there. Then once you get right there, then you're hitting that. That's the anal cavity. So it's like the hook motion.
Trash. Yeah, that's really graphics content. We're going to have to work.
Okay, first up.
On top of having to listen about his trash.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's like, I'm over this.
So y'all, look what's going on right now. Come back and tell me.
Oh, no.
This kind of looks like what he was just showing us.
Put it up the tip of his dick now.
Well, raise it up and stroke it.
Where my son? Right here?
And who's going to tell him that the G-spot is
completely opposite from where he was.
No, that's what I ain't say. That I didn't say it, the G spot. I said this the stroke. Nobody, I know what the G spot is.
Can you show him?
I know the G spot is in the booty.
Like, show us where, Donnell.
Oh, the man's booty.
Yeah, yours.
Listen,
Donnell, that looked like what you were just showing us just now when you got swabbed.
10 minutes, y'all gonna know. You coming back in 10 minutes, right?
Did you just kiss her?
He just dog called her.
Yes, you did. You definitely did. What is wrong with you? Oh, he's calling his dog.
Oh. But what I'm realizing is, yes, the reason why his dick is always
okay. First of all, Gigi.
Yes.
Did I hit some points?
Well, I don't know what you hit, but it seemed very informative. But we don't have penises, so are we supposed to tell a guy that motion? Or this is to help the man?
Yeah, you're supposed to tell him that this is what I'm defending myself. I'm saying with me...
He don't give a fuck about the nigga.
The reason for me to understand, identify, and know that stroke, and have gave it a name, that's not a trash dick nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Then if your dick can move all those different places inside of one vagina, then it's not very big.
Listen, man, here's nothing. I'm not even going to defend little dick niggas because I'm not in that category. I'm not the motherfucker. I'm not making pornos or anything. For what I understand, it's like it's a one-size-fits-all joint. You know what I'm saying?
But do you, like, take pictures of your dick next to things? Like
all the time, yeah.
Like spring water bottles and Febreze cans and Comcast remotes.
Remote.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your go-to item?
Remote controls.
Apple remote.
Netflix ones. The Netflix remote control joints.
Oh, the small joint?
The universal remote.
I'm just saying, I'm not supporting lives anymore. I'm just saying, you know, ask the streets, you know. And
Angela, I challenged him. I told him to find at least one person that can contest to his dick, and he can't find one person.
Wow.
No one's fucked you?
Not one person.
Yeah, one person would say it was good.
Damn,
listen, man.
That must be sad. Like, how does this work?
Okay, y'all are women. I'm in the industry. Y'all in the industry. And y'all, every one of y'all is watching this knows the industry niggas who dicks is trash. You didn't heard it. You heard motherfuckers talk about it. I heard, or he got all them bitches because he got a little joint, or he got a lot of money. Y'all know who
that is. That's what they say about you?
They don't. That's the point. You never heard that. You would have heard it. Angela, you've been around enough people that would have been like, oh, yeah, he's funny, but the nigga dick is whack. You never heard that?
I actually have heard that.
That's right.
No. She's an actress, y'all. Y'all can be a part of that part, but you have not heard that, and nobody's going to say that.
Okay, Jenna. I'm not going to snitch on nobody, but I have heard that.
You have not heard that. There's no way. And you know what? You ain't got to snitch. You say it. You tell me who said that my dick is whack.
I have advice, Donnell.
I don't need no advice.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Please, come on, man.
Okay. Part of you being able to evolve and grow is for you to listen and take notes and actually work on it.
He's
and
you're going to grow
if you don't do anything about it.
I mean, the gig is up. The joke started off funny, but there's no truth to it. There's no way to validate it. It's like y'all are doing like Donald Trump. Nigga, get out the office. It's over.
That says that she did sleep with you. Can we bring her in?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
There's a woman that said she did sleep with you. Can we bring her in?
Yes, you can. And I could bring a bitch in and just say, I remember one time he had me
You paid her.
And I had up in the air, and she sung this song. I want to thank you.
That's my shit. Heavenly Father, hey.
Now imagine that.
Your light on me.
Imagine that with your body shit.
Celebration, guys.
Yeah, that's the definitely a Thanksgiving song that you would play.
All right, well, because you never been in the buck and heard that song at the right time. That's why. Y'all gonna
like fucking and that comes on? No, thank you.
Buck.
Yeah, you don't fuck to a cookout song. That's weird as a motherfucker. Before I let go,
if you got rhythm, let me tell you something.
Electric slide is going on in this pussy.
If you got rhythm, you can catch any beat. Country, Western, blues.
But it's not sexy, though. I feel like as soon as the shit come on, I'll be like, ugh, wait a minute.
First off, Luria, I know you're not having good sex because you got too much hang-ups and you complain too much. There's no way.
Too much hang-ups? I don't have any hang-ups.
Too much to please you. Too much to please you. Too much to please you. You won't let your mind get there. And if your mind get there, your body's going to shut up. So you're going to have a problem having an orgasm anyway. Well, the best bet at it is if you introduce toys. You seem like a toy person.
I'm not a toy person. So you're actually completely wrong about everything you're saying.
Okay. Well, I think you're a toy person. The toy person is not going to tell you to shut the fuck up or any of that. I think you're a toy person.
Okay. Well, can you tell us about your show?
Which
y'all
one?
Show together? The show that you have together.
The John and Rollins Show. It's a dope podcast. We've been, I think this month we'll be celebrating a year of doing it.
Yeah.
We're up to like
40-something episodes.
Yeah, like 45 episodes. And it was something that we've been knowing each other for a while. We worked together on different stuff. And we first started, she would always help me with my stuff, with the production. And she helps me organize everything. But we didn't know if we were going to mesh well together on camera.
Yeah, because you're going to over-talk her the whole entire motherfucking time. Do you get to say anything? Because we would love to hear from you as well.
I mean, most recently. He's been listening. And I think Maggie's done a great job in calming him down. So I feel like he's a better listener. I must say that. But at first, I wasn't able to get zero, like, not one.
I can see that. Like, it's just really, I've really been wanting to hear from you the whole time. And it's just like, he's moving the camera.
Guess what happens? This is when you talk. When I take a breath. When I take a breath, that's when you get in. It's the art of having a conversation
with people. Nigga.
It's the art of being able to interject at the right time. We haven't had that issues. We've had conflicts before, but that's what makes our show interesting. And I tell people all the time, it's not a podcast. It's a reality show about a podcast. And we use our relationship as somewhat of the guideline to what we're going to
talk about. What y'all talk about.
Yeah, so. It's therapy. It's therapy for Donnell.
Okay.
Did Donnell ever try to talk to you, like hit on you or anything?
Do you ever try to talk to me?
I never tried to talk
no.
to
you. No. He's been like my dad. Like,
well, cool. I don't think I wanted to talk about dick with your dad.
No, it's a weird dynamic because we met, 14 years ago?
Yeah, it's and in the streets we call it, it's the one that got away.
Which one? Because are you trying to say you're the one that got away?
No, I won't say that. It's like we've never had, like, and I know people, it's been, people have asked questions, but we got to get her quiet. I know.
Oh,
all right. Come on.
What is going on?
Yeah,
Maggie said she needs to be up in this conversation too.
Right.
I think with Donnell and I, because he's so much older than I am, he already took on like a father figure for me. And I think it works best because I know he talks a lot. I'm not trying to overshadow him and do comedy on the show. But I think it's a healthy balance. And I think I'm looking forward to see how our show develops. And our relationship.
Do you like older guys though? Not that now, but just like, have you dated any older guys?
I can't do like super old because I don't want to deal with like gout and like heart disease.
Shit. Gout? What?
Diabetes. But I could do maybe like mid-50s.
Really?
Yeah, I could do that.
Gigi, what's the oldest you went with, like, from your age different?
Well, there was a time when I was way younger that it was a 20-year gap between me and somebody that I was seeing. It was more like a sugar daddy situation. But in my recent relationship, we were 14 years apart. So that's not bad.
Stephanie, what about an old man though? Like, what if an old man's like, I'm gonna take care of you? Could you gather yourself?
Oh my God. I was gonna lie and say I never been with an old guy, an old man. But back in the day when I was a stripper, the owner of the club was an old man, but he was kind of sexy. But he was 60,
how old was he?
So he was like 70.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
That's
if I
old.
Say his name, people will know who he is. He was a popular old guy. He was fucking all the strippers though. I can't front. Like, and we was all in love with him. Like, I love you.
Like the dick was good? 70-year-old dick?
I can't lie. He had a long, fat, straight, white dick. The only man I've ever been with in my life.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, girls. When he passed away, may he rest in peace, because he died already. When he passed away, the girl he was with was in her
20s. Oh, shit.
Did you go to his funeral at least?
No. I was pregnant.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That big dick the rest.
Yeah, but all the girls was in love with him. He was always with 18, 19-year-old girls.
And I'm sure he was slinging around that ding-a-ling, and he was swinging around that, slinging around that coin, remember, too. Okay?
They would hit that dick and be like, that's it, I don't want to be with
him.
Here's Donnell. Come on, the Donnell Show. Let's go.
It is a Donnell Show. Who else show is it? I'm curious.
It's mine right now. What's up?
All right, I don't...
No, I'm joking. You know it's... This is all of our show. This is Friendsgiving.
This is Friendsgiving, and this with Thanksgiving. You need to be thankful. You got to stop being. You cannot have your attitude as you have during a pandemic.
Oh my God! Here this nigga go. We was having such a great conversation, and here you come back fucking shit up. Right, what's the oldest bitch you ever fucked? Shut up. What's the oldest bitch you ever fucked?
Me, it was when I was younger. When I was in my 20s, I think I smashed this chick in my 20s. She was like about early 40s. That was about the largest age gap I had. But that was when I was younger, too.
Right.
It wouldn't happen right now.
I was seeing they was talking about Tiger, and they were saying that he got caught around a 17-year-old girl. Then you had Scott Disick, who's supposed to be dating a 19-year-old girl. So how does that work for you? Like, have you ever had, like, a 19-year-old girl really try to holler at you? Or 19-year-old men?
Can I tell you something? I tell you something. This is a story that happened to me the other day. I was on live, and I'm not that person. You got people that are predators, the people that's like, they just, you know, like to just conquer a female's mind or whatever. But I was on live, and I was like, anybody want to go live with me? So randomly, I picked somebody, and when they came on, it was just a wall. And then when the picture came out, it was a young lady, and she looked like she had teen something on her name. I mean, on her age. 18, 15, 17, whatever. And I fell back. I was like, whoa, I can't be a part of that shit. I said, it's not no R. Kelly shit, right? And then I said, young lady, I said, how old are you? She said, I'm old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this. I stopped the interview.
It's Run.
Nope, whatever. I said, I don't know who's around you to listen. And it was an older lady by her. I said, I don't know who's around you to listen to what you're saying or what I'm about to say. You can't talk to a grown man like that.
Mm.
You can't respond to a grown man like that because that's the bait. For the Chester molesters that are out here, that is the one answer they want to hear so they can follow up on it. And I said, it won't be a person like me. I said, it'll be a predator. And the next thing you know, you're going to have a problem and your family going to have a problem. You cannot, as a young girl, talk to a grown man like that. That's what I said about that.
It's crazy because even when I was younger, I know y'all have too, like y'all dated older men when you were younger and felt like there was nothing really wrong with that. But then
I'm sorry that I got ADD, but you know, like you hear this thing about age difference, whatever. Everybody knows that a female brain matures a lot faster than a male's brain. They're mm-hmm. smarter than us and everything. Here's the dilemma. When I was in high school, when I was like 16 or 17 or whatever, and women, in regard to them being mature bodies and everything, like, you couldn't get, unless you was a basketball player, football player, you couldn't get no ass from a chick your age. Them chicks was fucking with the niggas that's 22, 23, that had the car, that had the clothes, that had
that's
the
true.
And they had the money. We was out of it. But that's the age difference people don't really look at like that. There's a huge age difference between me and the mother of my child, you know what I'm saying? And then initially, this is how it starts, the older young relationship, it starts off, like you said, oh, he was nice, he had money or whatever, and he was sort of like a father figure. Then after you with the old nigga for a while, the nigga started getting old again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the beginning, it was like, I see you with your little salt and pepper.
And then it's like, get out of here with that hairy ass.
Get your balls. Old ass the fuck out of here, nigga.
All over them balls. All over them gray-haired balls, nigga. It's cute on your chin, but it ain't cute on them balls with your old ass.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It is so funny. I like this. I was an old ass when you met me. Now I'm the older ass. But that's how it happened. When it's convenient. And I'm not saying when it's convenient for the female. That's what it is. And a lot of times those relationships don't work. And in case with me and my life and just some of the things I wanted in my life, you know, it was some of the things I wanted in life. It was probably not going to happen with a woman my age, especially the age that I had a kid. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of it. But then when you get older, men love young women. I'm not
saying. Yes, y'all do.
Why is that? Let's get into that. Why is
come on now.
What do men love about the young ones so much? Like, what is it?
And when I say young women, I'm not saying no.
Till your hip go out.
No, I'm not saying no illegal shit. If for men, sometimes
no, not in that way. I mean, legally like young.
Older women are women with a higher age are so much better. We're more independent. We know how to clean ourselves. Saying, but all of it, and we're more experienced in bed.
But they could groom the younger girl. Oh, let him talk. Let him talk.
Yeah,
him
that's
talk.
What I think it is.
No, I understand that. That's
and
to
control
answer,
them.
Well, I don't consider control. I understand exactly what everybody is saying. Whatever. But it is a part of, like, sometimes there's men that want to feel like they molding, it may sound crazy, molding this person into what they want them to be. And I can't do that with a chick that has been through the bullshit, that has heard the bullshit. So I got to start young where the mind is a little young. People use that to take advantage of women. But some guys want to feel like I'm your daddy. I'm the one that handles this. Yeah. And this relationship I want, and there's nothing wrong with it. That works for some people, and some people it don't work for.
Do you like to be called daddy, or do the young girls call you daddy, or how does that work? Because Monique just had a whole situation with that, and she got backlash, obviously, for saying he raised her.
No, I'm not saying, okay, negative. No, no, what I'm
she said positive, Donna, we heard her.
No, listen, like, there's something to be said when, and that's why women use it, too. And that's why I say, like, the number one word women call niggas in the strip club to get niggas excited, whatever, is daddy. Okay, daddy. Or you got different daddies. Okay, daddy. Okay,
zaddy. Zaddy.
Daddy. It's something daddy. About that can make a man feel good. Yeah, it's truth to that. But I don't have a preference on people. At one point, maybe
or
some
dad.
Or dad.
Do you think that a woman that calls you that has daddy issues?
No, I don't. I think that's a woman that knows how to use wordplay. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then some, like, going back to the thing about younger women, some guys really connect with women that have daddy issues because they feel like
mostly
they could fill in a void that they didn't have in their life.
Right. Well, I was talking to this woman. She told me her dad obviously is prominent in her life, and she still calls her dad daddy. So she was like, I would never call a man daddy in my life, because she was like, that sounds crazy to me. I call my father that. So if I'm fucking in the bed and I'm calling him that, she like, I'm thinking of my dad for real. And that's weird.
That's weird as fuck.
Yeah, that's weird for her, but that's just an example of how someone would deal with it. But that's weird for her because she has that relationship. But then you take some women that don't have a relationship with their dad, so whoever.
Right. Who hasn't said it here before? Everyone. You even Donnell said it before. So, like, in bed or whatever. But I do, now that she said that to me, though, it did make me feel a little bit of a way, because she was like, well, that's kind of incestuous. Like, why would you? And it made me feel like, damn, like, do I have daddy issues so I can't call him that either? Like, a nigga that either?
No, but you know,
feel like, it's a different daddy vibe.
Yeah, me too.
But the whole thing is
daddy or daddy or daddy, like, or daddy.
Man, I'm not going to see my man and be like, hey, dad.
Right.
See, that's
right.
The thing. But you would say, hey, daddy.
I would be like, David,
man,
daddy.
We know.
Daddy. David, daddy.
But it's the context in which you're saying it. So I think
I'm not going to call my
I like to put a big in front of my daddy, too. I like to say big daddy.
Yeah, I'm not going to call my father and be like, hey, big daddy.
You know, she be saying that. She like, daddy. She be saying that shit.
Yeah, but you don't want nobody to be like, father.
No.
What's something?
Yeah, that's weird. What's something better than daddy, Donnell, that we can replace it with?
Really, if it's the right move or the right vibe, you can call a motherfucker almost anything you want if it's the right tone in the right situation.
But slave?
Sometimes I say poppy.
I'll take that.
She took it right out of my mouth. Poppy.
What? Poppy.
Yeah,
Poppy is a Latino version of deity.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like you have to be Spanish to say Poppy.
No, you don't have to.
Or speak Spanish. I feel like, because me, I never say that. I feel weird because I don't speak Spanish at all, and I feel like I'm supposed to. So that's like a word that I just don't ever say, because I'm like, this nigga's going to be like, yeah, talk to me more
say
in Spanish.
More.
Yeah, right. Say some more. And I'm like, gasolina.
Gasolina.
Caliente.
Facts.
Just keep using the same words over and over and over again.
Right.
That's always
five
mafia.
Good words and put them in rotation. You're going to be good, Lorio.
Okay, I'll try. Stephanie, do they do that to you? Do they be like, keep going? Speak more?
I have caught myself up saying poppy to a guy, and then they'd be like, oh, I love that Spanish shit.
Talk that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, ¿Qué pasó? ¿Cómo estás?
Does that happen to you too? Do you speak Spanish?
I can speak Spanish. I think...
Oh, so she be showing off in there. Tell us something to say. Teach us. Teach us.
Every guy brings a certain personality out of me. Like, I can be conservative. I can be wild. It really depends on the ethnicity of the guy and our dynamic in our relationship. But I used to call this guy Papi.
Man, y'all know what y'all do.
Right? Think about him.
I'm going to tell y'all
what
y'all
do. She just stuck the tongue out, grabbed the chain.
Oh, yeah. She's like, Papi.
No, voice change. Like, yes.
They have that title, though. They got to bring it.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I tell you, when women use those words, the most is when a guy is that close to a climax. That's when daddy, Papi, and everything pop up.
That's a fact.
That's true.
Might call you God by mistake.
like if my man be, like, oh, wait, I'm about to come. I'll be like, what, daddy, what, Papi, what?
That's it. That's over. Okay, on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much for joining us for Friendsgiving.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. OMG. Next time, let the bitch talk next time. Don't know. What's her name?
Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. Let the bitch talk next time.
Okay, but I do want to say this. We've had great chemistry on our show, the Donna and Rollins Show.
Oh, it's so on YouTube. Cute.
She's it's really on cute.
All the podcast platforms. I consider to be one of the most original, unedited, unfiltered podcasts out there. And we first started, like, everybody's like, why you don't have all these guests? Because I wanted the following to be organic and people came, watched it or listened because of us. Going into 2021, we're going to stretch out. We're going to start interviewing more people. But I want to thank anybody who subscribed to the Donna Rollins show. I appreciate that. Now, last thing, throughout the summer, everybody had to pivot on what they was going to do with not doing what they normally do, me doing stand-up. I got an online store. She has a cologne called Uni that's really, really dope. And I have an online store that's doing well in the lotion department, in the candle department, and in the merch department. So DonnaRollins.com for everything.
Oh, that's so dope. Shout out to y'all. I hope everything works out well.
Send me all my addresses because I want to send y'all some. I want to send y'all all the stuff we fucking
with.
Yeah.
You have my address, so send me.
I'm going to DM you my address so you can send
me too.
Oh, here we go. Bitch is going to be like this. Oh, she all up in your DM like that.
I'm about to do it right now. Yeah,
also, Donna, let her talk. Donna, let her talk more. We love her. Next time, we're going to invite you without him so we can talk.
Hey, yo, listen.
Thank you, lady.
Listen, I'm not a hater. I support that 100%.
Whatever, you could come back too, Donna.
Whatever we got to do to support each other. And here's the thing. This relationship, I believe in her the way she believes in me. What we do is not everything she does, and it's not everything that I do. But when we come together, it's like Voltrons, and we just out. The focus, period, is to help your folks get on and y'all work together and stay positive.
That's right. Everybody work together and get to the bag. All right, y'all. Right. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Bye. Lip service.